So let's layer in the issue of patients with BRAF mutant disease. Can you again talk about how you sequence agents in that situation and whether it's different right and left-sided?
In the BRAF mutant patients, there is no clear difference left and right side. Because BRAF mutant patients, we will today not treat them with an EGFR antibody in combination with chemotherapy in the BRAF mutant patients. In there are two options in the first line in BRAF mutant patients. That's either if they have an aggressive behavior, and if we know the day that we start the chemotherapy that they have a BRAF mutation, then with a very aggressive behavior, young age, good condition, then we may start with FOLFOXIRI bevacizumab. If they are a bit more frail, a bit borderline performance, then we will start with FOLFOX bevacizumab in this group of patients. And then in the second line, if a BRAF mutant patient is progressive on his first line treatment, then we will try to implement in the framework of a clinical trial, because the BRAF inhibitor plus a MEK inhibitor plus an EGFR antibody, these combinations are not yet approved in Europe, so we have then to look for a clinical trial. And these trials are now widely spread over different parts in Europe so that we can do that. And at the moment, one of the most promising trials is the trial with encorafenib, binimetinib plus cetuximab, which was recently approved in BRAF mutant melanoma. There is a phase III trial running. I presented at ESMO GI the data of the lead-in phase. The first 30 patients in the safety lead-in phase, where there was a response rate that approached 50% and where there was a survival of more than 12 months. So that's promising, and that compares very favorable to what you can reach in this group of patients with historic controls, like in the SWOG data in the study, for instance. In these BRAF mutant patients with cetuximab plus irinotecan, the numbers are much lower. So this, I know it's a selected group, the safety lead-in phase of this so-called BEACON study that I presented at ESMO GI, but the phase III study is now running, and that will end in the near future, that phase III study. So that's important. At the moment, we do that in second line. We will, however, start a study soon. It's again a global study. It's a phase II study, so it's not randomized, to implement this strategy in the first line. This is a study where we will treat patients in the first line, BRAF mutant, if we are aware of that they have a BRAF mutation, V600, with encorafenib, the MEK inhibitor binimetinib, and the EGFR antibody cetuximab in the first line. When we're speaking of BRAF mutations, it's also important that we clarify that we're speaking of BRAF V600 mutations. There was last year a publication also on the rare subgroup of BRAF V non-600 mutations, which have a completely different behavior than the V600 mutations. So the BRAF mutations is not a homogeneous group. A clinician or a practicing oncologist has really to look into the details. Was this a BRAF V600 mutation, like we see in melanoma, or was this a BRAF non-V600 mutations? The BRAF V600 mutations have a very bad prognosis. The BRAF non-V600 mutations have a good prognosis. And looking at the paper from Scott Kopetz in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, the prognosis of these patients, regardless of the treatment with the BRAF V non-600 mutation, was even a bit better than from a BRAF wild-type patient. So that distinction is important and has also therapeutic implications. We don't know whether we should treat BRAF V non-600 mutants different as BRAF wild-type. Nobody knows that right now.